KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, after leading the Kansas City Chiefs to their first Super Bowl championship in five decades, quarterback Patrick Mahomes is finally eligible to sign a contract extension this offseason. And while there is no hurry, given the fact that Mahomes is entering just his fourth season in the league, and the Chiefs could simply pick up his fifth-year option, the reality is both sides are eager to come to terms on what could be a record-setting deal. Rob Gronkowski spent nine seasons catching passes from Tom Brady in New England, and the two are about to reunite in Tampa Bay. Gronkowski's agent says the tight end is about to come out of retirement and has accepted a trade to the Buccaneers. The Patriots also would send a seventh-round pick to the Bucs in exchange for a fourth-rounder. That deal is pending a physical and would give Brady one of his most dependable pass catchers. Brady signed a two-year, $50 million contract with the Bucs last month. Gronkowski has caught 521 passes for 7,861 yards and 79 touchdowns in 115 regular season games. The five-time Pro Bowl selection has another 81 catches for 1,163 yards and 12 touchdowns in 16 playoff games. The tight end position already was considered one of Tampa Bay's biggest strengths, with O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate teaming with Pro Bowl receivers Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They form the best collection of targets that Brady has had to work with in more than a decade. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones are still trying to get better, even at a different pace. Campbell says with the campus shut down, they're using different forms of technology to try and maintain a routine for the players.
We live in a world like all of you that goes 100 miles an hour. And for the first time, I almost feel like it's a sabbatical in a sense where our world is slowed down. And, you know, I think the great thing from my challenge to our players and our coaches, you know, and really myself, is it's an opportunity to get better. And, you know, I think my whole challenge to our organization, if we can come back and we come back better, then we will have a chance to continue to improve. So it's really been our mantra over the last couple weeks.
Campbell wants the players to remain focused on getting better, even from long distance.
I feel like we've made great progress. And, you know, I think that's been our starting point is, you know, trying to create a positive routine with academics, with nutrition, with strength and conditioning, with football, and continuing to put their days together and, you know, holding them accountable with communication. And I think that's been really positive for us.
Campbell says while strength and conditioning is not taking place in person, the recruiting season does continue. Well, the NCAA has announced a pace of play guideline for instant replay officials to complete video reviews in less than 2 minutes of a college football game. The Playing Rules Oversight Panel also approved the rules change, no longer requiring players to head to the locker room after being penalized for targeting. All other aspects of the rule discouraging above-the-shoulders contact remain the same. They've also made some adjustments with regard to numbering on jerseys. The number zero is now an eligible number for college football. Well, Baseball America is reporting that Minor League Baseball is ready to accept a plan by Major League Baseball to cut 40 affiliated teams in a new professional baseball agreement. Midwest League franchises in Burlington and Clinton were reportedly on a list for contraction last November. The Clinton Lumber Kings joined the Midwest League in 1956, and it's the oldest franchise in the league. Ted Torno is the team's general manager.
And if Major League Baseball thinks it's wise when this nation has just suffered its worst pandemic, epidemic, you know, whatever ick, you know, you want to put a phrase to, if they're thinking that that's smart to do, then they've got more problems, because you would literally decimate 40 some communities out there that have had baseball for years and years and years and years.
Torno believes it is MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred's way of reducing the number of players in professional baseball.
It's not going to improve the game. If you listen to Manfred, he's like, well, it's to improve the efficiency of the major league teams and their operations. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the efficiency. They're getting rid of players. They want control, and they don't want to spend the money on players that they think aren't going to make the big leagues.
Torno says contraction will affect numerous clubs that have been around for years and the fans that follow them.
We're a city of 26,000 people, and we draw over 100,000 paid admissions, okay? So it's almost four times, okay? But we don't draw just from Clinton. We draw from Fulton and Morrison and Sterling and Rock Falls and Dick. We draw from the Illinois side. We draw through the Cedar Rapids area. We draw through the Dubuque area, down the Quad Cities. We have fans all over the place.
Torno believes it's also viewed by MLB as a way to reduce costs.
So now you're just going to arbitrarily take 40 out and just go, yeah, we don't want you anymore. What? You just lost fans. You lost fans. And it goes back to the full circle now. Okay, does Major League Baseball care about the fans?
The two sides are expected to meet by a conference call coming up today. Well, the New York Mets are very interested in acquiring Alex Rodriguez through free agency almost 20 years ago, and that situation now has reversed. A-Rod and fiancée Jennifer Lopez have retained J.P. Morgan to represent them in raising capital for a possible bid for the Mets. That move was first reported by Variety and confirmed to the Associated Press by a person familiar with the decision. The three-time American League MVP retired in August of 2016 with 698 home runs, a .295 average, and over 2,000 RBIs in 22 years. He was suspended for the 2014 season for violations of Major League Baseball's drug agreements and labor contracts. Well, South Korea's Professional Baseball League has decided to begin its season on May 5th. The games will be played without fans until the risk of infection from the coronavirus is gone. The league plans to maintain a 144-game regular season schedule, but has decided to scrap its All-Star game and shorten the first round of the playoffs from a best-of-five to a best-of-three series. The KBO says it could shorten the regular season if infections erupt. The league will advise players to wear face masks in locker rooms and require them to download smartphone apps to report their daily health status to league officials. Well, Novak Djokovic has reiterated that he's against taking an anti-coronavirus vaccination if it becomes mandatory to travel, but says he is open to changing his mind. The top-ranked Djokovic caused a stir when he suggested in a live Facebook chat over the weekend that if a vaccination becomes compulsory on the World Tennis Tour, then he wouldn't want to be forced by someone to take it. Djokovic says in a statement emailed to the AP that despite his personal objection to a vaccine, if it becomes compulsory, I will have to make a decision whether to do it or not. An open conflict has broken out between Tokyo Olympic organizers and the IOC over who will be paying for the unprecedented year-long postponement. Tokyo spokesman Masa Takaya says the organizing committee asked the Switzerland-based IOC to remove a comment from its website suggesting that Prime Minister Shinzo Abe agreed that Japan would pay most of the postponement costs. Media reports in Japan estimate the year-long delay caused by the coronavirus pandemic will cost between $2 and $6 billion. Takaya says it's not appropriate for Abe's name to be linked, and the IOC removed that reference. Reigning NFL MVP Lamar Jackson admits it was bad timing. The Baltimore Ravens quarterback threw footballs to teammate Marquise Brown and former NFL star Antonio Brown during an informal workout in Florida on April 1st without regard to social distancing. Jackson told reporters that he's now working out alone. The deputy head of Germany's National Disease Control Center has cautioned against coronavirus testing for soccer players in order to restart the league. Regular testing of players and team staff is a key element of a plan to resume German soccer in empty stadiums next month. Robert Koch Institute Vice President Lars Schad says he doesn't see why certain sections of the population should be routinely screened. He says he would prefer testing to be focused on people who show symptoms or who are linked to an outbreak of the virus. The men's and women's professional tennis tours plan to create a player relief fund to help those in the sport who are dealing with the financial effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The ATP and the WTA say they are in discussions with the International Tennis Federation and the four Grand Slam tournaments. Neither tour provided any specifics about how much money they're pooling or how it would be distributed. No tournaments will be played before mid-July at the earliest. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Mack T Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.